On today's Part of My Take, we are in Philadelphia live for the NFL draft. We have NBA talk, draft storylines, hot seat, cool throne. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network joins us for a great interview talking about the draft and some of the things that are going to be going on Thursday night before they happen. We also have Hurt or Injured with Logan Couture, King Stay Kings, and an all new Is Pat Riley Going to Die Soon? Let's go.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Wednesday, April 26th, and we are in Philadelphia.
Sunny Philadelphia.
Yeah!
It's great. I love this town. It's been raining the entire time we've been here, so we haven't been outside at all.
Nope.
But the inside of the hotel has been fantastic.
Here's the good news. We drove down in Vanny Woodhead, our conversion van, our 1993.
Our two-point conversion van.
Conversion van, and it didn't die.
So it almost died. That is a win. Within the first probably 5 minutes of getting into that thing, we almost flipped it over. Big Cat, I don't want to say we did. Big Cat almost flipped it over.
You guys are such little scaredy cats.
Hank, can you let the listeners know about the fake news?
I thought I was going to die.
I'll tell you one thing. That van does not have the tightest steering.
It doesn't. But
it is loose.
For in tight steering, it makes up for in asbestos hanging from the ceiling.
Yes. And we also tried Wawa. Actually didn't hate it.
Wawa, yeah, it was okay.
Bad rap.
It was a lapse in judgment. I got a sandwich that had avocado on it. Yeah, not really a Pennsylvania treat.
No.
So that's on me. I'm not going to hold that against Philadelphia. But I will say I was impressed with the cleanliness of Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about it is Wawa started as a brick and mortar restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and then they added gas pumps afterwards. That's like everywhere else in the world. You go food truck, and then you get to a restaurant. In Philadelphia, once you know you've made it big when you have diesel pumps outside your place.
It's a deconstructed restaurant.
Exactly.
As the chefs say.
Yes.
Yeah. we also, we're here. We're in Philadelphia. We have done a couple interviews. We're going to be doing some more tomorrow in anticipation of the NFL draft. Can you just feel the draft? It's like, it's tangible. You can smell it in the air.
The smartest thing Roger Goodell ever did was backing the draft up another month.
Yeah.
That way you get so many more mock drafts in.
Yes.
So many more takes in. And yes, you're right. The anticipation. I've been walking around with an erection for the last 2 weeks and I'm 90% sure that most of it has to do with the draft.
And not only backing the draft up, but making it like 4 days long. That's mm-hmm. always great.
I think they should actually, they're trying to spread the draft out to different cities. You know, they moved it from New York to Chicago, Chicago to Philly. They should just have a draft in every single NFL city, and then you announce it one pick at a time, one day at a time.
I don't hate it. It's
takes
just
a month.
Yeah, maybe the whole year. The whole year's the draft.
Yeah.
You just take a guy every day. And then the other thing we did with Vanny Woodhead, our great award-winning listeners, we gave back to Small Businesses of America.
Mm-hmm.
Suck our dicks, Mark Cuban, you little snowflake. We are what real America is. And we did some advertising with all these small businesses, mm-hmm. hooked them up, felt good to give back to the community.
Right. So small businesses are the lifeblood of America.
Right.
And we are the lifeblood of small businesses. Ipso facto, we're the most American fucking thing out there.
And if you do have a small business, I have something for you real quick. Before we get going with some NBA talk.
Is it a tax break?
Stamps.com. If you are a small business, you need to be using Stamps.com.
That's almost too smooth.
Stamps save you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. Don't be that guy who's standing in line at the post office all the time. If you're a small business owner, go get Stamps.com right now. Create your Stamps.com account in minutes online. No equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. And here's what we have for you, all of our award-winning listeners, right now. Go Stamps.com, Right now, you can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in PMT. That's stamps.com. Enter PMT. If you like to do a little online shopping, and maybe you like to return stuff, you like to trade stuff, you like to do all that stuff, if you're someone who's mailing stuff, go to stamps.com right now. Click on that microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in PMT, stamps.com, enter PMT. Do it right now.
I just came up with a $1 million idea during that ad read.
Okay.
You want to talk about it real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, you're absolutely right. The post office sucks. It's a place that everybody hates going to. Places like the post office and the DMV, mostly places that are just run by the government where everybody has to go every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
One way that they could get more people to go there is if they just set up like location-specific dating apps. So it's like just DMV, it's Tinder for people who are currently waiting at the DMV.
Oh, wow, that would be some nice pickings.
So at least you go there and there's a chance you could fuck.
Oh,
You would be much more likely to go to the DMV if there was a chance that you could go home sexually satisfied.
You go to the DMV hopefully only like once every 5 years. Yeah, but you do, maybe that's your cold streak. It's like I haven't had sex in 5 years because I haven't had to renew my license.
Right. Next thing you know, the DMV is like it's a popping club.
Yeah.
Like everyone's going there.
There we go. Make a club out of everything. Darty. It is Darty season.
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's do a quick NBA before we get to the draft storylines. Russell Westbrook has officially lost the MVP race.
Ooh,
oh, that's not how it works.
They already
did it, so they already put in their votes, but the Thunder did lose to the Rockets, and James Harden they both had pretty good series, but Russell Westbrook, I actually watched the fourth quarter. He actually stole a rebound from a teammate who was about to tip it in.
Because he wanted the triple-double.
I don't think I've ever seen, and don't tell him I said this because he'll get very upset at me, I don't think I've ever seen one player distrust his teammates more than Russell Westbrook.
They're all one team. I don't know if you saw the press conference the other day, but he went out of his way to say they're all one team.
Unbelievable season, but yeah. He really was like, these guys fucking suck, and I need to make sure they never get the ball.
I just want to say I am officially off the James Harden train. I can't stand that guy.
Why?
I can't.
Is
stand
it his armband? The tape that he has on his shoulder?
Yes, it's a Kinesio tape. Is that what it is? It's a Kinesio tape.
I knew that would bother you.
It's also how he wears his shorts. I don't like how he wears his shorts.
Okay.
And it's the thing that he does where he's like coming off a screen and he acts like he was shooting the ball at half court the whole time.
Yeah.
That might be the most problematic thing.
You know what?
But also like his beard's a little too shiny.
Not to get nitpicky here, I don't hate the Kinesio tape or whatever the fuck you call it until it comes, like a piece of it comes flapping off and he doesn't fix it.
I also don't like, I don't like the pink tape. When the pink tape goes on there, it's not October. You don't need to know about breast cancer this
respect
month.
Respect the breast cancer. We also have the worst shooting performance I think I've ever seen from someone who's not a center, and that was Roberson for the Thunder, who went 3-for-21 from the free throw line. He's like actually a good 3-point shooter. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, well, isn't Curry worse from the foul line than he is from...
No.
No.
You made that up.
I did make that up. But yeah,
he's definitely not a 90% three-point shooter. Yeah.
Not worse, but I'm just saying like he's not as good as you would think he would be from the foul line.
I think he's pretty good.
Okay. But he's worse than you would think he would be.
Right. Okay.
I'm projecting what I would imagine that you would imagine.
You think he would never miss a free throw?
Yes.
Okay. And he's missed one every like 20 times.
He misses like one a game.
We also have the question, speaking of Curry, is Steve Kerr bad for the Warriors?
Yes. You took the words out of my mouth. Mike Brown is better than Steve Kerr. That's pretty – I mean, it's obvious if you watch the first quarter of that game last night. Steve Kerr, as we say on the show, he's a system coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He only coaches well when he's coaching in his system. So I think that we're going to see him be exposed more and more. I think maybe if there's a team out there that like the Lakers did last year with Luke Walton, I think the Warriors would be happy to see Steve Kerr go. Maybe bring Mark Jackson back.
Ooh,
people forget Mark Jackson.
Man down.
Yeah, mama, there goes that man.
Yeah, Mark Jackson. That
you totally nailed his catchphrase.
Mark Jackson, who coached Steph Curry. Wow, we're falling apart right now. Who coached Steve Curry and somehow didn't have him win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That team hated him.
People don't blame Steve Kerr enough for the team falling apart last year.
Mm, true.
Not me, though.
Not you. Not you. You'd never forget.
Nope.
All right. Let's do the reason we're here, the NFL draft. Let's do some draft storylines. You're going to hear them on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When does the draft end?
Never ends.
Yeah. So you're going to hear them, but we're going to tell them to you first. So just remember, we reported it first. You want to start?
Sure, yeah. We're going to see a lot of people talking about upside.
Yes.
Upside is going to be the word of the night. This guy, he's a high upside pick.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy, I like him because he's got some upside.
Yep. Projects. You got to have a couple projects in there.
Big ceiling.
Yeah. You like what he did his last year in college. He didn't really show much the first 2 years, but you like what he did the last year.
He had a lot of production. You like to see that.
We also have Bill Belichick trading down 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to happen in the draft.
Third through sixth round. I think if Belichick, if he was able to do this, he would love to have 27th round picks every year. I think he'd be just fine doing that. Draft every position.
Yeah, just live. Let him have the seventh round.
Yeah, there you go.
The entire seventh round.
I think he'd be totally cool with that.
The guy who's going to go, who's flying up the draft boards, who is happens to be this year, Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Flying up the draft boards, going to get picked. So everyone else freaks out because people are like, oh, wow, you hear the buzz, and then someone's going to take him a little too early. That's okay. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, we all know he's got good genes. NFL genes.
What is that? Good genes? What does
NFL
that mean?
It means his dad played in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
NFL genes.
He comes from good stock. Is that what you're saying?
Good stock.
Yeah. I was going to say it's along those same lines, but it's more specifically related to quarterbacks. There are always a couple quarterbacks that they get better at being quarterbacks after they stop playing college football.
Mm.
So in the 4 or 5 months since like Patrick Mahomes has stopped playing football, he's gotten better.
Oh,
and he shot up the draft board.
That's always a good one. And then going off of that one, there's always the quarterback that sucked in college, but he played a pro style offense.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep. I mean, he knows how to play a pro. Usually, it's some guy from Stanford who's going to suck. Andrew Luck. Not saying you suck, but you suck. And he's played a pro style offense. He can make the transition right away. He doesn't have to learn.
They're quarterbacks that look the part,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to get drafted about six rounds too early.
Yeah.
So
big hands.
If you're 6'3", weigh 225 to 235, and have a decently strong arm, guess what? You just got $20 million guaranteed.
Looks good in shorts. Jimmy Clausen. We call that the Jimmy Clausen.
And let's be realistic. If you're a white guy
that
has those body dimensions, NFL scouts will fucking fall in love with you.
We call that the Blaine Gabbert.
Yes.
And
the Christian Ponder.
We have Mel Kiper. Doesn't piss. 31 years running. The weirdest storyline in all of the draft. He does not urinate for the entire draft.
Yeah. Jabril Peppers could learn a lot from Mel Kiper about to handle hydration. Mm,
true. Does Mel Kiper have a penis? We don't even know.
No.
Has anyone ever seen it?
Kiper does not have a
penis. We're going to need to see some proof.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Show us your dick.
I think Kiper pisses and shits simultaneously out of his ass like a bird. That's what he does.
Either way, Schefter's always in awe of another man not having to pee.
Right. Mel Kiper is going to get mad at McShay. Like, seriously mad. McShay is going to not really believe that Mel Kiper is that mad, and he'll kind of laugh it off, and then Mel Kiper will say something really mean and want to kill him.
Yep. This is more of a personal one. I'm going to miss Chris Berman.
Mm.
So that was
sad. Well, now you just made me sad.
Weed guys. Always love the weed guys. The guys who probably should have gone in the first round, but they smoked a little weed. But really, they're going to be fine unless they murder three people and then commit suicide in jail.
Yeah, that would be...
But the weed guys. Look out for the weed guys.
That would be rough. The troops are going to come out for some reason.
Yes,
the NFL loves to bring the troops out at the draft. My favorite part is when Roger Goodell walks down the line and shakes every troop's hand and then goes back up to the podium and announces another draft pick for... I don't understand where it comes from, but I love it.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be a dry eye in the house. Speaking of the house, we're going to get a lot of Philadelphia boo stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So be prepared for them to boo Commissioner Goodell. Be prepared for them to replay the highlight of them booing McNabb about 9 times.
Yes. Oh, and the Jets booing every pick they've ever had.
Yes.
I have two more. Second last one, the hot girlfriend out of nowhere gives us all a boner. You're just like, I'm watching football with the guys. Boom.
Little
now
treat.
I'm hard.
Yeah.
Because they showed 4 seconds of a guy's girlfriend.
Man, they should. If you're an NFL prospect, you should start dating twins.
Ooh.
Because man, that would shoot you up some draft.
They need to do a little, not safe for work though, because it's a little much. Like I'm not ready to get horny while I'm watching my draft stuff. Don't show a woman fully clothed for less than 3 seconds,
because
I might get some ideas.
And within about 20 minutes, Busted Coverage and a lot of other websites will have like photo collages of this draft pick's girlfriend, like going back till she was 18 years old.
And then my final one was, I have two final ones, sorry. Browns fans getting excited.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
Especially when they have two picks. This is going to be the year. Mm-hmm. They're going to get it all. And then the Jaguars won the draft. So I just want to call that right now.
Mm-hmm.
My post-draft grades, I don't know how 31 teams do. I know the Jags got an A+.
Okay.
This is the year that they're going to put it all together. They had a great draft.
Okay, I got two more. One is the Bengals are going to draft a guy with character issues.
Yep. Ooh, that's actually, you know what? You're going to, I'm not going to say, but you're going to get a little hate on that Twitter for that take right there.
Why?
Because the Bengals have not had character issues besides Pac-Man Jones for a while.
They're going to
draft. And Vontaze Burfict. Yeah. And yeah, okay. So they've had some character issues.
And Jeremy
issues.
Hill, yeah. So yeah. They're going to draft a guy with character issues. And even if the guy doesn't have character issues, we'll find a way to find a character. We'll be like, oh, he used a blue pin in one of his blue book tests,
right,
as a senior in college.
You know what it is the Bengals have one of those weird stats. Bengals fans have found this weird stat where it's like, there's only been one Bengals arrest in the last like 4 years, and it
I don't
just.
Think that's
but
true.
It's like a cutoff where if you then go back 5 years, there's been 45 Bengals arrests.
Uh-huh.
They throw that stat out there a lot.
Okay, and then the very last one that I have is players crying while they're talking on cell phones.
Mm.
That is one of my favorite things. Like they're walking around to their family members, and they're on like they've got a huge cell phone. I don't know where the fuck you get a cell phone that's this big,
mm-hmm.
but it's like as big as the side of their face.
Yep, it's
a
computer.
And they're weeping and they're hugging people all at the same time.
Oh, and also one extra bonus, hats on top of dreads, always awkward.
Ooh, yeah, and somebody's going to be wearing a crazy suit.
Yes, that's guaranteed. All right, those are your draft storylines.
I feel like I just watched the draft.
We just watched the entire draft. Now, the next question is, after these guys get drafted, they're going to be signing these huge contracts. What should they do with their money?
That's a great question, Big Cat. They could be like me, and they could invest it wisely.
Wow.
In Woo! Rich Uncle's REIT.
We're hot.
That's right. I have invested Rich Uncle's, and I've been receiving cash dividends from that investment just like they have outlined. I know many of our listeners have been satisfied investing with Rich Uncle's too. Now, let me tell you how smart these Rich Uncle's are. They're seeking indications of interest for their proposed REIT focusing on student housing. Do you know how student housing works? Simple. Parents pay for it. You send your kids to school and get stuck with a bill for their apartment. They plan on buying facilities uniquely for students that serve major colleges and universities. Sound interesting? Go to their website, richuncles.com, to express your interest in Rich Uncles Student Housing REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering. Go to richuncles.com, that's richuncles.com, or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
You nailed it.
And you nailed it.
By the way, I mean, if you haven't figured out by now, we got a little new model here. We're putting the ads in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're stopped being lazy about it. We're like radio professionals.
People were getting a little too woke to our ad schedule. And in their defense, it was a pretty easy ad schedule to figure out.
It might have been pretty easy when for a year we did the first two ads to start the show that you could just mash that 15-second button.
Yeah.
No more. Those days, hey, you freeloaders out there, you're gonna have to listen to the ads for at least as long as you until you realize we're talking about an ad.
And then you have to listen to us admonish you for trying to skip the ads earlier after you're done reading them.
Exactly. All right, let's do Hot Seat, Cool Throne. Who wants to go first?
Hank.
I'll start.
Hank, why don't you start?
My hot seat is Darren Revelle.
Oh.
PFT's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He took the window look today, only got a 26.
Ooh.
Jameis Winston got a 27.
By the way, I have a little...
What does that mean, Hank?
Darren Revelle's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Florida State's better institution than Northwestern.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I have a little stay woke on that, by the way. Darren Revelle conveniently... was yelled at for Wonderlic shaming. He looked bad because Wonderlic shaming is real. We shouldn't shame Wonderlic. People have learning disabilities, whatnot. He threw this test so then he can be like, you know what? The Wonderlic is really hard.
And so that way
I learned a valuable lesson.
That way he can shame freely from this point on and be like, it's not shaming because I took it and I looked my score and I got a 26.
Right. I went to war. I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
Exactly. I took the Wonderlic.
Exactly. He gets to talk about it now.
Just saying.
He gets to use that word.
Cool Throne?
My Cool Throne is going to be small businesses, but since we talked about that.
We can do it again.
It's all right. It's Saturdays for the Boys. It's our new merchandise.
Mm.
We got every coastal beach, Saratoga, Nantucket, Cape Cod, wherever you're at, we got a new shirt. So go check those out.
Like, wherever you're at, if you happen to live in a 90-mile radius in New England. Is that what you're saying?
Nope. We actually have the Chicago shirts coming this Saturday.
Nice. So, okay. So I'm just saying everything Hank mentioned was in the Northeast. Yeah, but yes, we do have others. And I also want to say that was not a plan. Hank snuck that one in.
Yeah. You're doing a little overtime there.
Love it.
Look at you.
My hot seat is
Corporate Hank. It's like when Corporate Kane came out in the WWF. Corporate Hank.
My hot seat is hydration.
Oh.
So I alluded to it earlier. We have Peppers and we have Reuben Foster, both getting busted for diluted urine samples, which just means that they drank too much water or they took drugs.
Yeah.
And then took another drug to cover it up. Whichever one.
And they drank so much water to try to cover both those drugs up.
Exactly. Whichever one you want to go with. You can't drink that much water anymore, I guess, in America these days. But
sad.
But mostly it's a hot seat for the NFL's drug testing policy. Haven't we reached a point in this country where we know how to boil things to reduce them down? Why don't you just boil the piss?
Yeah.
Get all the water out of there.
Ooh.
And then you've got concentrated pee.
Why don't you vape the piss?
Ooh, even better.
Vape it and then blow it into one of those test tubes.
Well, we talked about doing that earlier, is becoming a piss sommelier.
Yeah.
So if you vape the piss, if your taste buds are perfect, then you can tell the different drugs that are in it.
Yes. By the way, I just want to apologize to our listeners if this specific pod is going a little haywire. We had a long day. We traveled. It's late. But I wanted to just say, my wheels are now turning, just like your wheels were turning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Texas football players, they can start drinking a lot of water at the combine and getting these, you know, negative tests and being like, guess what? Tom Herman, he made us drink so much water all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The piss chart, following the piss chart. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Texas Longhorn, start doing drugs now. You have an alibi.
Do all the drugs you want.
There we go.
I love it. Good call. My cool throne is Mel Kiper's hair.
Mm.
That thing, it doesn't move. It hasn't moved for years. It's the little dome and it's slicked back. I don't even know any. I don't think that's a real hairstyle for anybody else in America. I think it's just called the Kiper.
Well, it's a hairstyle for the man who doesn't pee, who eats a piece of pumpkin pie every morning and takes the cheese off his pizza.
Yes.
So if I said those three things, you're envisioning Mel Kiper's hair right now.
I forgot about him taking the cheese off his pizza. That's pretty bizarre.
He's a fucking psycho.
His hair, man. It looks like Alec Baldwin from Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes.
If that guy fucked Count Chocula,
yes,
then you get Mel Kiper's hair.
And took his cheese off the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
And chat and pissed out of his butt at the same time like a bird.
My hot seat is United Airlines. They're back on the hot seat. They were like in the they were on a hot plate for a while, and now they're back on the stove here. They killed a bunny, a big bunny. The world's biggest bunny.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. Yeah. Simon the giant bunny.
Oh, no. I know Simon.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. He's actually not the biggest bunny. His dad, Darius, is the biggest bunny, but they thought Simon was going to be the biggest bunny.
Oh, man.
And a flight from London to Chicago, United axed him by accident, I guess. I mean, he just died. So on the hot seat.
How do you accidentally kill a rabbit on a plane? That seems like... I'm not a detective, but I would classify that initially as suspicious.
Yeah, well, and here's why they're really on the hot seat, because everyone's writing about Simon the bunny, the huge bunny that died, and people are clicking on it, and then the most recent United story is them just beating up a poor guy on the flight. So you know how the internet works, how it's like, if you want other United stories, so they got two back-to-back that aren't so good. They're bunny killers, and they're beating people up.
If you had asked me earlier this week what the worst possible thing that United could do, I would probably say kill a huge, cute bunny.
Yeah, what is
they
your...
They killed the Easter bunny.
What you is your, sweet boy.
Yeah, what is your encore for horrifically beating up one of your passengers? We're going to kill an enormous bunny.
They killed the Easter bunny. Great job, guys.
Yeah. You know what you should have done? You should have killed a fucking snake. No one would have been mad about that.
Or maybe kill the scorpion that stung one of your passengers last week. Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kill all the bad animals. Maybe be like, hey, we were transporting a United flight full of New York City rats, and whoops, they all died.
Yeah, or, hey, we've got this feral cat at the front of of the plane right now,
and whoops, it's pilot Michael Rappaport.
Oh, look, it's hissing at everybody because cats don't like humans, and they secretly want to kill all of you. Oh, no, the window just came open, and it's okay. Cats always land on their feet. They'll be fine.
He'll be fine. My cool throne is cutaway shots of cheesesteaks. So drafts in Philly, we're going to get a lot of cheesesteak talk, shots, everything you can think of. It's going to be great. And the Liberty Bell. It's a lot of Liberty Bell. Yeah.
How do you guys like your cheesesteaks? You get it wit?
I get Whiz Wit.
Whiz Wit, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's how you go.
American cheese.
Okay. That's Whiz Wit.
No.
No, Wiz. Wiz is different, man.
I don't know what I get.
Wiz is...
Wiz with his fake cheese.
I'm getting diarrhea thinking
Wiz
about it.
Wiz is like the interior of a lava lamp. That's Wiz.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
All right, let's do our interview with Ian Rapoport. We talk everything about the draft. Before we do it, quick word from ZipRecruiters. We were talking about small businesses earlier. Guess what? ZipRecruiter.com is the site you need to hire the best people out there. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. We're currently hiring interns. We're looking for an intern, for Pardon My Take. Mm-hmm. We might go on ZipRecruiter. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, listeners can post the jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. That's ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. Use that site. Help us out. And the new ads are working well. Hope you didn't fast forward that one. ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. All right, let's do Ian Rapoport. Here he is. We are live from Vanny Woodhead in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for the NFL Draft 2017, and we are joined by NFL Insider, NFL Network star, Ian Rapoport. I'm trying that out. What do you think about that one?
I will forever hate Ian Eagle for pronouncing my name the wrong way.
Ian Rapoport.
Rapoport is not bad.
I would say a little guy, French.
What's interesting and weird to me is like now I basically spend this whole process calling like honestly everybody I know to like pick their brain on draft stuff. And there is a pretty substantial number of like scout, just regular old scouts who will call me Rapoport, who clearly listen to your podcast as they're driving around the country.
Yes.
You're welcome. And that has been ridiculous.
No problem. Don't name their names.
Right.
Have any of them, we'll go first question, have any of them told you how the Browns are going to screw up this draft?
That has been a discussion.
They're going to screw it up.
I don't know. They can't. I mean, it's going to be Miles Garrett.
That's who they're taking.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay.
I would be. I'll say it. Picks number one.
As first reported by Pardon My Take via Ian Rapoport.
There you go.
Okay.
Here's my idea for the Browns. You tell me what you think. They use all their picks. They bundle up and they select like four quarterbacks in the first round.
Mm.
They can't all suck, right?
They cannot.
This.
Oh,
could they all play at once?
Ooh,
no, but you just keep all four of them, and after each one gets injured,
all right.
So they go through about 5-6 quarterbacks a year. So by the time week 17 rolls around, you finally get to start. I don't know, like if that's Deshaun Kaiser or whoever.
Sure,
but that way you at least give yourself a chance to take all the quarterbacks away from everyone else.
Interesting thought. I think what's interesting that the Browns do is kind of like the Patriots a couple years back. Is their philosophy is basically, we're just going to have as many picks as possible because we honestly don't know, which I really respect because I don't know either. And even the best people don't know anything, like literally anything, because 40% of the first round picks are busts. So they're going to take as many picks as possible. So if they took four quarterbacks, I'd be like, analytics.
Isn't that dangerous, though? I mean, we've talked about it on our show, giving the Browns more draft picks. What'd you liken it to?
JPP. It's like giving JPP more firecrackers.
Yeah, like you don't want to do that. There are just more chances for them to screw it up. It's bad for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I think eventually they're going to be okay. I mean, I'll tell you this. For a team that's bad, and they are clearly bad, they are actually really well coached. So I think if they get some decent players, I think they will be good. And they got a lot of picks this year. They're not going to mortgage them all and trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or something like that. So I think they got a chance. I don't know if it's analytics or whatever, but I think they got a chance.
Okay, so PFT, I like his idea of the Browns just figuring out a way to take all four quarterbacks.
Clever.
What is the which quarterback is going to go first?
I would be very surprised if it's not Trubisky.
Okay.
That's what it seems like.
And then what quarterback is kind of fading here and is probably going to bump into the second round?
Sounds like Kaiser.
Okay.
Yeah, which is
even after he said that he had Cam Newton's body and Tom Brady's brain, because that sounded pretty good to me.
I'd rather have the opposite, actually.
Ooh. True.
Interesting.
Yeah. Tom Brady doesn't get injured.
Exactly.
He's got a great body.
Yeah, incredible body. No tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
Not a problem.
Here's a great question. Who starts the first game, or who starts a game at quarterback first, a rookie or Colin Kaepernick?
I would say a rookie. I mean, if you think about the rookies who will get picked this year, only, like, let's say the Browns take Trubisky. I think there's a chance he's their starter to open the season. I don't see any rookie having a chance at starting.
But you just said Myles Garrett was getting picked first.
No, but the Browns right, have
but they got another one.
Yeah, so they got 12 first-round picks. My guess what happens is, and this would be not, like, shocking, but they take Garrett first, trade up into the top five or six, take Trubisky, and be like, all right, we got our
kind of like the Brandon Weeden Trent Richardson draft. They're like, we got it covered.
Yeah. They've got it. Yeah. They've got two first rounders. They got a formula that works pretty well.
I can't say boom, I saw that draft going that way.
I rewatched that draft the other day. Boy, was it a doozy. Justin Blackman was picked five.
You were rewatching drafts.
Yeah. I rewatched the 2012
first of all,
draft. Yeah. I watched
we
them all.
Air them. Thanks for. I did a radio interview somewhere downtown before, and I saw myself from last year's draft talking about gas mask bong hits again. So I know that we're that was we classic. Go. Obviously, so I know
that's
we're
probably the only time you talked about weed.
Speaking of pot, there have been two players that have been caught with diluted urine samples.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So my question, I'm assuming that you've done your homework and you figured out how much water needs to be consumed to negate the effects of one weed. How much is it?
Sounds like a lot. And what's interesting about these things, so when I talked to Reuben Foster about it, he laid out the whole thing. He was sick. He chugged as much water and Gatorade as he possibly could. All of these things. And, I put out the explanation. I detailed it as he told me. And then I had a couple, like, high-ranking team officials who were like, let me explain how this works. And, like, broke down the science of it, of why it may or may not make any sense. And all of it went in this ear and out the other.
Yeah.
So okay. I guess the answer is a lot.
Okay. That's a lot of piss.
And then another... And then Jabril Peppers used literally the exact same explanation, like to a T. Exact same explanation.
Copycat league.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What pick is going to surprise us? What's the guy who's like flying up the draft boards that maybe isn't on Mel Kiper's,
you mean Mayock?
Mayock's NFL draft mock 7,300 or whatever it is he's on now. What's the one guy we're going to be like, whoa, how the hell did he get up that high?
All right. Well, I'll give you two because you asked for one.
Okay.
Davis Webb.
Okay.
Potentially going in the first round.
Interesting.
Some teams really, really like him. Character-wise, he's great. It's interesting. Like when they study the tape, they say Cal's offense looked better for him than it did for Jared Goff last year, which is interesting. So maybe a team like the Steelers that could need a quarterback.
What about the Rams possibly taking Davis Webb? That would be an interesting scenario.
That would be awkward. Yes. Now, thankfully, they don't have a first-round pick.
Yep. I would love to see Big Ben mentor a young quarterback. Mm. Just take him under his big, fat, usually injured wing.
What's number two?
Number two. See, I let that just slide right
there. Well, we're going to get back to that.
Adoree Jackson is the other one.
Okay.
USC, ridiculously talented. Never had a full year of football. Been a track guy.
Yep.
So, I mean, I just talked to a head coach now who was like, do you think I can get him in the second round? And I said,
hell no.
Who was it? Which coach?
I'll tell you as soon as we click the red
light. Okay. We're off. We just turned it off.
Hey, turn it off. I see the red light. It's off. All right. Who was it?
I can't tell
you. Were you surprised that Big Ben decided to announce his unretirement from considering retirement so early in the offseason?
Since 2013, I've retired from tweaking Big Ben. But I will say this.
Like, what happened? Did you get caught in like a bathroom situation with him?
No.
Okay.
Did he block you? Is that why?
I blocked everyone.
Not me.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Not me. Though I'll say this. There was some reporting a couple years back that I did that he may or may not have. The Steelers were fearful that he would want to be traded. I talked about that. Mm. He did not take kindly to it.
He took umbrage.
I'm a Big Ben fan, but the mulling retirement was a running joke on this show because there was no chance Big Ben was retiring.
No chance he's going to retire. And like, what's interesting about him is he's so, and I respect it because I'm a news person, but he's so open about everything. His injuries, considering retirement, like what happened in a game, who's playing well, who isn't, how he feels about how they're practicing. And it's great, but I think for a lot of people, they're like, man, this is a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Is there any chance that the Raiders posthumously draft Aaron Hernandez?
Speed?
I don't think so. I think the signing of Jared Cook, big free agent signing, probably handles their need at tight end.
Okay. All right, interesting.
Yeah. Fair.
Now, along those same lines, it came out this week that you had an interesting run-in with Aaron back in, what, like 2011, something like that? He said he was going to kill you?
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
So,
first of all, did he kill you?
Did he try
to kill you?
He did not try to kill me. Okay. What I really like is, so I did an interview with MMQB, and they asked
MMBM? MMQB. Okay, yes, got it. Yes,
it's a subsidiary.
It's it, right. And they asked me, did I have any experiences that kind of like opened my eyes to Hernandez or gave me an inkle, you know, something that made me kind of think back. And I was like, well, yeah. And I told the story of how, you know, he and I were cool. I would say we were friendly. And we exchanged numbers in the locker room. He was like, hey, you're my guy. I'm big on trust. But I just want you to know that if you ever fuck me over, I'll kill you. And
that is very big on trust.
And, yeah. Right. And I was like, and I looked at this buddy of mine who was standing there eavesdropping on our conversation, as reporters tend to do. And we both were like, huh. And then I was like, don't worry. I got you. We're fine. You know, I'm not going to screw you over, whatever. And then as soon as he got arrested, I got a text from that same reporter. And what's interesting is, like, you know, we'll hear athletes be like, oh, my stuff got taken out of context. And I just roll my eyes. My stuff got taken out of context.
Yeah.
And, like, the Daily Mail and the New York Post were like, Hernandez threatened to kill
right,
a reporter.
Right,
like,
right.
Never at one time did I feel my life was actually in danger.
He put a ha-ha at the end of it, right? He, like, joked it off.
LOL. Yeah. Emoji. I don't know. We had emoji.
If you screw us over, we'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill
you. See, I don't believe that.
Well, I'll kill you.
Go ahead and tell the Daily Mail and all these news stations that part of my take to threaten your life. Did you ever have, like, an inkling before he got arrested? Because we, Barstool, we were with Zoltan Mesko, who was the punter for the Patriots at the time, kicking to us, and it was the day that he got arrested. And we're like, yeah, what's the deal? And he's like, yo, I think he probably killed more than one person. He said that the day that he got arrested, Zoltan, for only one guy, which turned out to be the truth.
Yeah.
And was there ever like rumors or like this like current that like, hey, this guy's a bad guy?
Not murder, but he was definitely different. And like, you know, he never hung out with teammates. That was a little weird. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're not like a bad guy if that happens, but it was weird. There was always a little red flag. There was always rumors of drug dealing.
Mm-hmm.
So he would joke with teammates like, you know, hey, you might want to lock up your phone. I just used it to, you know, weigh drugs. I don't know. There's a phrase that's cool that I don't. Whatever.
Eyeballed drugs.
We'll cut that for you.
Whatever.
That was,
Thanks. That was embarrassing. Whatever the cool phrase is for weighing drugs.
Uh-huh. Weigh that weed, guys.
That's what he would do.
Weighed it.
So there's always thoughts that he was a drug dealing on the side, or like he clearly wanted to be a gangster.
Right.
Like, just wanted to be about that life, even though he had made it out of that life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was kind of the only thing where I'm like, this guy's a little edgy.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to tip picks this year, right? Does that ban go to you, or is that just
any breaking
ESPN
news?
That's not important. Yet.
No, I do not tip picks. I'm fundamentally opposed to tipping picks because I think it's dumb.
You respect the pageantry of the draft?
I respect the pageantry. It's just stupid. Like, they're going to announce it. It's a great show. I could probably tip every pick. Congratulations to me. Like, I think Schefter could too. Glazer,
right.
I mean, whatever.
Right.
But it's dumb. Like, let people watch and enjoy it. It's not cool.
Speaking of the telecast, Roger Goodell is your boss. Is that true? Technically.
His name's on your checks, right?
He's your boss. Does he sign your checks?
We get direct deposit.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's actually...
What do you make?
I would say one.
Sorry, that was a little off. So Roger Goodell, has he been practicing for the amount of booze he's going to get in Philly?
No, people in Philly don't
boo. You think Philly...
Yeah. They don't boo.
Yeah.
So at the start of all this, I got like 2 weeks ago when Philly was like prepping for the PR... I got an explanation via email, one of those great PR emails that I get that I don't know if you guys get, because I'm sure you're on all the good media lists since you guys are media members now.
Yep.
Me why that's a fake story and the city of Philadelphia did not really boo Santa Claus.
Oh,
and it was this long explanation of why that didn't really happen.
Only McNabb.
You know what?
Well, right.
I like Philly.
Or Michael Irvin when he was whatever.
I like Philly. I don't like when Philly tries to be something that they're not. And that, like, being like, well, we didn't totally do this. Like, Philly should just embrace their heel.
Mm-hmm.
They are the heel fans. People are going to be like, oh, scumbag Philly. If I were from Philly, I would embrace the hell out of that. And I would boo Goodell nonstop on Thursday.
They might boo all of the picks.
Okay, good.
Right?
Including their own.
Yeah.
Definitely their own. Especially their own.
Except if it's like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey. Yep. Like
that, so that, whoa, what does that mean?
That leads into my next question. Who goes first, McCaffrey or Fournette? Because I'm hearing... My sources are telling me it might be
another text. Nope.
Your sources do not sound like my sources.
Okay.
I think Fournette goes first. I think McCaffrey will go very early. Like, I think he will go top 10. And
you think
it's
Jacksonville?
Crazy. I don't.
I'm hearing Jacksonville.
Did you think that if he goes top 10, it has anything to do with that video he released on Instagram?
This one where
he was going really fast. Where, if you noticed, he was moving his hands very fast. His feet were moving fast, but not the fastest I've ever seen.
I've moved my feet faster.
Yeah, you can move your hands. You can move your hands. Like, look, I'm running so fast right now. Whoa, look at me.
You do not look like you're running fast.
Next question. Adrian Peterson, you broke the news that he was signing with the Saints. You did not break the news, though, that they would like him to play 2 years, and he would also like to play 2 years. That was Adam Schefter who broke that news. Care to comment?
No.
Okay.
The details matter in these
details
things.
Details do matter. I didn't know how many years Adrian Peterson wanted to play.
I will not comment on any other reporter, regardless of situation, even though I just talked about Schefter and Glazer like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
But true. I will say this. All of the guaranteed money comes in 2017, and there's no penalty for cutting him after that. I have no comment on anyone else's report, but I'm just saying the guaranteed money comes in 2017.
Breaking. But they would like – it would be beneficial to the Saints if he was really, really good and they wanted him to play. Okay.
Yeah.
Credit, hat tip, Adam Schefter.
Right. Exactly. Sure.
Got it. The Texans, are they going to take T.J. Watt, just continue to build that defense up? Just really get that D out there?
I don't think so. That would be great though, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like – so 3 years ago when Derek Carr was in the draft – and he was kind of borderline first or second round pick. You know, borderline first, second. They were not taking Derek Carr, and I knew that. It's just they were – David Carr was a bust. They were not taking Derek. And that proved to be a big mistake because Derek Carr is now awesome and a great human and all of those things. So maybe reverse for T.J. Watt, and maybe they take him and get all of the grit.
And he's an awful human. Team.
Yeah.
And he becomes just a real piece of shit.
I don't see that
happening. Wow. That would be crazy.
They got the cabin in the – thing,
yeah,
you know?
I would love to see T.J. Watt get into the league and become like a modern day Lawrence Taylor.
Yes,
that would be
cocaine
amazing.
Everywhere,
huh? Just hookers like on the sidelines.
Do you think JJ would support that? I don't think JJ would put up with that.
I don't think JJ would know.
Yeah,
he'd
sound he's all like over. You talking about weighing weed on iPhones and shit. Do you?
They do weigh weed, yes, right? Yes. I mean, that's well, how it's yes,
people
yes.
do.
It's not like
yes.
size.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
correct.
What are the Bears going to do at three?
I think they take the best defensive player available.
Which is not going to be that great because the top two guys are going to go 1 and 2. Solomon and Myles Garrett.
I don't know about that.
Interesting.
You guys need a safety, huh?
Who? Yeah.
They fill the hole left by
safety that high
Chris
is
Conte.
Always risky.
It doesn't set, like, let's say the Bears have a choice between, I don't know, Solomon Thomas and Jamal Adams. Let's just say that's a possibility. I don't think they could go wrong, but if they take Jamal Adams, they will have the face of their defense for like 10 years. He is a badass. Very, very good player and a good leader. Like, I think that would make a lot of sense.
Was the league baffled by the fact that the Bears seemingly negotiated against themselves to sign Mike Glennon?
I would say there were some who rolled their eyes a little bit,
yeah. Like,
but what's interesting was, so Glennon is whatever. You know, his record is what it is. I think
it's a ringing endorsement.
What he is,
right.
However,
enthusiasm just
the weirdest thing for me. The weirdest thing for me is that I had free agents contact me and ask me about Glennon and say that they wanted to play with him because they think he is special. And I was not expecting that, and I didn't know. So there was two weird developments of free agency. One was players choosing to play with Kyle Shanahan for less money. I was not expecting that.
Huh. Yep.
And the other was people reaching out to me and saying Mike Glennon can be special.
Interesting. Okay. That's weird.
So
I like it.
In the Redskins draft room this year, is Dan Snyder actually going to have his hand up Bruce Allen's ass and use him as a puppet? Or is he just going to throw his voice across the room?
I'm not sure if we have a war room camera this year. We're in like 23.
You're not going to have the Andy Reid Hawaiian shirt camera?
Oh. I'm sure we do.
Okay,
no, I'm sure we
do. That would be a huge broadcast.
I'm sure we do.
Wow!
But who's making the call in that room?
There is a scouting chief, but I mean...
Oh, we don't say the C word, especially not with the R words.
Scouting starts with an... Oh,
no,
chief. Sorry about that.
Head of scouting.
Head of scouting who will make the call, but I mean, this is a Bruce Allen show, so I would imagine he will be...
Interesting.
He will be making the call.
Is Jay Cutler going to play next year?
If he does, I don't know where. Like, I know, you know, Buss Cook has said he's not retiring. He told me that last week. I just don't, absent a big time quarterback injury in camp, I don't see where he plays. I mean, right. So he wants to play for the Texans. They're not returning his calls.
That's reported?
Right here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. Texans right. ignoring Jay Cutler.
What about the Broncos? Broncos are going with Paxton Lynch. People forget rolling. The Broncos rolling. Drafted Paxton Lynch in the first round.
I know.
Yeah, that guy stinks.
He might not. He okay. really might not. Right. I have no idea.
Big Cat is biased against him because Big Cat lost a shitload of money in a bowl game one time on him.
Yes.
That was not a good
that
performance.
Memphis watched, that Memphis game against Auburn was yeah. one of the most pathetic games I've ever watched.
See, I have to say, not to openly criticize you, but that was a horrible decision because hadn't he just lost his coach and play caller? Mm.
Listen, like, a week before? Don't tell me I make bad bets.
And
I know
I'm
bad
not
bets.
A gambler at I just, all. I'm just saying that doesn't make
he
any
threw
sense.
Like five interceptions. Give me a chance. I watched. Give me a glimmer. Fuck Paxton Lynch. So let's see, what else we got?
Who's on your big board for 2018? Who's number one?
Oh yeah.
We like to look ahead. Hunter Renfro.
I would imagine that there are a quarterback from USC and a quarterback from UCLA who we'll be talking about a lot.
Okay.
Yep.
Rosen and Darnold, I think, will probably be treated like celebrities when they come here next year or wherever we are.
Rosen going immediately into the Hall of Fame of Jewish athletes.
Is he really, or is he really Jewish, or is he like Edelman who just,
yeah, just
you
assumed.
Know, kind of phoned it?
What? Let me see.
Nothing against Edelman, who I love.
No.
I got one. Who's leaking the Wonderlic scores?
Interesting.
Do you get calls and it's like, hey, just so you know, this guy's a real piece of shit dumbass.
Interesting.
If you
want
to report that.
I get calls about Wonderlic scores and I don't report them. I don't like the reporting of Wonderlic scores. It seems lame. I don't know. Like it's a standardized test. I get it. Teams use it for whatever, but it's just, I don't know.
I have a theory that teams, for example, like Fournette was the guy that they leaked this year. A team that is thinking about taking Fournette is afraid someone's going to jump ahead of him, so they in turn leak the Wonderlic score to drive people away.
I don't think that happens as much as people think.
Come on, I'm a big smokescreen guy. I love smokescreens.
I had so there's so much out this year. Basically, the way teams look at it now is so much is getting reported, so much is wrong, that we don't even have to do smokescreens because people just do it for us.
There's too much bad fake news
just
out there.
Fake news. So like, they'll be like, we're just, you know, teams will never deny anything.
So non-smoke screens are the new smoke screens.
Right. I was telling someone today, like, you could literally tell me who you're drafting, like, in the teens, and I would, one, not believe you.
Right.
And two, I could report it, and people would be like, that's
interesting.
BS.
Okay, I like that. Is Tony Romo really retired?
Yes.
All your sources, everyone you talk to, Tony's camp, everything, he's not coming back? No chance.
I would be stunned. But I was hearing he was going to retire in, like, November. And when I reported it that he was considering it and all that, and everybody kind of made fun, but this has been on his mind for a long time. He doesn't look like someone who's ready to jump back on the field.
He's overweight.
He's got moves. I did notice those.
Not
going to
say
boobs.
That. I'm just saying when he was in a basketball uniform for that,
it looked like he had breasts. You said it.
Everyone looks bad in basketball uniform.
I would look
breaking
great in
news uniform. In Rappaport reports, Tony Romo cannot return to football because he now has breasts.
Or maybe his collarbone just got so broken so many times that now
extra padding, though.
No, they extra padding. They plated it last year, so it doesn't re-break.
Oh, okay.
So he could come back. Last question before we do a segment. Do you have any more?
No, I'm good.
Okay, before we do a segment called Mean Tweets, and then we'll let you go. You've been gracious with your time. Is Colin Kaepernick really blackballed?
I don't think so. I think just Price. I don't know. I think he'll find a team after the draft. Someone who misses out on a backup.
Okay.
I think he'll be all right.
All right. Let's do our final game. It's called Mean Tweets. We're going to read to you tweets that people have sent you. Real tweets.
Wait, I don't like this game.
It's real tweets.
Have you ever seen Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like I've on Jimmy Kimmel. So
yeah, but this is about me, so it's not as
no,
funny.
Yeah. All right. So I'll start. Okay, definitely this real. One is from at Adam Schefter Rules. In Rappaport drools 420, but he wouldn't even know what 420 means because he's a nerd. That's the Twitter handle. And
right,
then the person says, hey, Ian, your suit looks really shitty today. Has anyone ever told you that wearing that cluttered of a shirt is bad for TV?
That sounds like more than 140 characters.
No, that's it. That's the total.
Also, your breast stinks.
It's a very important thing.
That's not a surprise.
Okay.
Okay, this one is from Mystery Beat Reporter
Mystery NFL insider. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Big Mike Shanahan insider guy that consistently gets beat by Ian Rapoport by 15 seconds on Twitter. He says, hey, Leave It to Beaver called. They want their haircut back.
My hair looks amazing.
This one, final one, this one is from at Adam Schefter. This is actually just breaking news. The Browns have traded with the Jets up, so the Browns now have the sixth pick, and the Jets have in return. This is breaking news. I'm reading it right now off. Yeah, right there.
I hate both of you guys.
I have one. I don't like either of you. I have one more. This one says, it's actually just an at to you, at Ian Rapoport. At Rap Sheet, I'm sorry, it says, I'm going to fucking slit your throat. That's from at Aaron Hernandez.
R.I.P.
Sounds ominous. Sounds ominous. All right, Ian, thank you so much for putting up with us. We appreciate it.
Difficult.
You are the best in the biz. We're Ian Rapoport guys through and through.
Yes.
And can you leave us with the fist bump?
Love it.
Ian Rapoport fist bump.
Thank you for joining us. This isn't the bang bus. This is the spooning van.
Yeah,
thanks for spooning with us in the back seat.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it, sort of.
All right, let's do some segments. Before we get to some segments, let's quickly remind everyone, you got to download the Barstool Sports app. Do it right now. You can get everything. When our podcast drop, you can get it on the Barstool Sports app.
You know what my favorite part about the app is? It alerts you to the authors and the writers that you want to get notifications for.
Yes.
So, for example, I love Hank's blogs. I love it when he writes them. He's a big writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day I got a notification, and I wouldn't have known that Hank wrote a blog.
Yes.
And I read it, and it was great. And it was, Hank, you write better than you read.
Yeah, it's true. You are a mysterious man. Boy.
Thanks, guys.
Young boy. We have a young boy as a producer. Barstool Sports app. Download it. You get all our podcasts, Spittin' Chicklets, KFC Radio, 4Play, all of them, golf,
Zero Block
NBA, mixtape, NBA right now, NBA playoffs, download it right now, NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs, download it, Spittin' Chicklets. You can find them all on the Barstool Sports app. Go to the iTunes, get it. Anytime we drop a video, we're going to have a draft video coming out Friday. Make sure you have the Barstool Sports app.
Because it'll go there first.
You can watch it there first. Do it right now. All right, segments. First up, we have a little Kings Stay Kings.
Yes.
So this is, we actually kind of alluded to it in the interview with Rapoport, who he did the Big J thing of not commenting on another man's words, another man's tweets. But Schefter, we have been on this for a while. Adam Schefter, when he misses out on a scoop, he makes sure that he then reports the details of the scoop, a missing detail. So he can say that he broke it.
Yeah, so that's, he doesn't have to cite a source doing that. So
and
today, what was it?
It was all time. He said Saints gave Adrian Peterson a 2-year deal. They would like him to play 2 years, and he wants to play 2 years. So
exclusively reported by Adam Schefter.
I don't know if you saw it. Adrian Peterson signed with the Saints, but the real story here is the Saints are giving him 2 years, and he'd like to play 2 years.
I think my favorite one, the first time I noticed him doing this was when the Redskins, benched RG3, and they started Kirk Cousins, and somebody beat him to the scoop, and then his reply was, and also I'd like to add that Robert Griffin will be the emergency quarterback.
Right.
He'd be number three, not the backup.
Right.
As first reported by me.
As first reported by Adam Schefter. We have a hurt or injured.
I have another King Stay Kings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
So Harbaugh has been in Rome.
Went in Rome.
And when in Rome, do as the Romans do and carry around whole milk in your back pocket.
Ooh.
So he's got his Lululemon pants on with a half pint of whole milk, a bottle, plastic bottle, just sticking out of the ass pocket the
Love
entire
it.
Time.
Love it. That's Harbaugh. He needs to keep those bones strong in case he ever wants to be a quarterback.
Some naysayers are saying that Big Milk has gotten to him, and now he's just being marketed.
Oh, no,
and so
not Big Milk.
I don't think that Jim Harbaugh would ever sell out to the man, because I don't think that Jim Harbaugh... Imagine explaining to Jim Harbaugh how money works.
Can I say why you're wrong?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh would sell out to the man to make money so he can buy more milk. Come on. He's basically saying, so you're going to pay me to carry around milk that I can then use that money to buy more milk.
And in his head, his wheels are turning.
Yeah.
And he's thinking,
I'm about to pull one over on these assholes.
I'm about to get so strong for free.
Yeah, you guys are morons. So yeah, so he's over in Rome, I guess setting up a satellite camp in Italy. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's gonna get the best kickers in the world. we have so hurt or injured. We actually brought on Logan Couture from the Sharks. So this is the first ever first person hurt or injured.
All right, we now are going to bring on a very special guest for hurt or injured, Logan Couture. If you were on the internet yesterday, you saw a picture go viral of Logan's chompers or the missing chompers. So hurt or injured, first of all, why don't you give us a straight answer, hurt or injured?
I think your teeth are hurt. I think you can do a lot without teeth. I mean, it doesn't feel good, but you can still.
And sometimes it feels real good, though, without teeth.
Ooh, yeah, true.
Did we lose you there, Logan?
Oh, yeah. What was that? Sorry.
Oh, no. nothing. Don't worry about it. So your teeth, you had a couple put back in or extracted, or what exactly was the operation you went under yesterday?
Actually, it was nothing yesterday. Those are old pictures. That's from when I got hit.
Fake news. Ooh.
About a month ago, yeah. So I didn't do any surgeries on it yet.
Okay. So do you realize that you are a hockey basic bitch for posting a picture of your grotesque injury for social media to consume?
I do. I got a lot of requests from people asking to see it, so I decided I was just going to go out and throw it up there.
Can you give us a thumbnail estimate on how long you think LeBron James would sit out if he had that same injury?
I know. You guys love saying that. I don't know. I think hockey players are pretty tough. Obviously, we say that all the time, but... who knows? A couple months, probably he'd sit out.
Since we have you, we'll give you your 30 seconds to bash basketball. So go ahead.
I think I told you this before. I enjoy basketball. I mean, we get to watch the Warriors out here all the time. They're a great team to watch. It's fun to watch them play.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, like, you Kevin Durant's like, oh, I hurt my leg a little bit. And Blake Griffin's like, oh, I stubbed my toe. And you're there, like, you know, teeth everywhere, mouth gross. Everyone's like, ooh, don't even look at Logan. It's disgusting to look at him. He's gross. Like, stay away from him.
None of the girls want to kiss you anymore.
His breath smells like almonds. He might have gangrene. Whatever. Gross. They're saying all that stuff. And then you got the basketball players who are just, you know, oh, I stubbed my toe. I'm out for the playoffs.
Is that what it was? It's a stubbed toe for
That's my understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a stubbed toe. And so you think, I mean, what do you think? Like, you know, a little soft?
It's got to be like turf toe or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, if LeBron.
I've heard that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
No hockey player's ever gotten turf toe.
Impossible on ice because the ice is a natural anti-inflammatory.
Mm hmm. lastly. Your Toronto Raptors, are you rooting for them?
I am, yeah. I actually haven't been able to watch them play, but I saw they're up in the series. Are you guys rooting for them?
No, I don't.
I'm a big Delhi guy, so it's tough for me. That's right. I'm rooting against my heart there.
Yeah, he does play for the Bucks. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Plays very hard for the Bucks.
Hey, by the way, what's worse, losing a bunch of teeth or wearing a visor like a pussy?
You know, I actually just watched Dave rip me apart on the rundown today, and losing a bunch of teeth sucks. But I don't think that we would even be able to wear cages unless you're hurt. But I don't know the rule on that. Dave just sounded like a pretty boy, though.
Does it suck wearing a cage though? Does it like screw with your vision for real?
It did for me. I mean, it's been so long. It's been like 13 years since I've worn a cage. I played junior, and in the OHL, you wear a visor as well. So I just wasn't used to it.
So what were the things that you had in your mouth keeping it in place?
I had an arch bar. It's called. It's basically like adult braces. They kind of wrap them around each individual tooth, and then into your gums. On my bottom row and on my top row, I had a bunch of bonding that holds the teeth in because I've already had a couple of root canals on them, and the one was basically hanging out by a thread, so they had to jam it back into the socket and bond it. It wasn't fun.
Did you think about recording like a rap album while you had all those wires connecting you?
Ooh.
Yeah, I, you know what? I loved 50 Cent when I was young, so I always wanted to have a grill.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All
right.
It's a hockey guy.
Yeah. All right. Logan, thank you. We appreciate you coming on. And good congratulations on getting your full summer back. I know last year was a little weird for the Sharks because they actually went to Stanley Cup final. So you get the full summer.
Thanks, buddy. You know what? We beat your Hawks by a couple days. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The Hawks basically, they weren't even in the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs.
No, they didn't.
They didn't. No, it didn't even happen. Yeah.
They didn't score any goals.
No, they weren't in the playoffs. No. They decided not to participate.
Logan, is it the Caps year?
You know what? They got a great team. We don't really get to see the East as often, obviously, but you know, if there's any team that can do it, I think so. But we'll see. Anything can happen.
All right, Logan, we appreciate it. Thank you as always. Feel better. And we'll see you hopefully sometime this summer.
No worries, boys. All right, thanks.
See you, buddy.
By the way, I wanted to just follow up because he didn't go too hard into the NBA. Marian Gaborik from the LA Kings had this to say after the Thunder lost to the Rockets and Russ walked off the court. Gaborik said, but leaving the court right after the game without shaking hands, come on, classless. Mm. So, good point.
Happened in hockey.
How would we know if they had a good series if they didn't shake hands after?
How many kids are out there trying to learn sportsmanship?
Yeah.
And now they're not going to know how to be good in losing.
That 4-year-old Bruins fan probably hates from Monday's show, probably hates the NBA now.
Shame. That kid's probably going to put a thumbtack on his teacher's seat if she gives him an F.
We have a I have a seeing red real quick. So it's going to be real quick,
okay.
Very quick. This quote came from Dwayne Wade after game three when the Bulls lost by like 20. Wade said Bulls didn't make adjustments between game 3 and 4 because they just played low energy and didn't need a new game plan. They then lost game 4. So Fred Hoiberg just like, yeah, you know what, guys? Low energy. I'm not going to coach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to change anything. We're going to lose by 20 and not change anything.
Okay, that's good. Good coaching.
Fuck that.
So he blamed the loss on low T.
Yeah, low T.
Okay.
Low T. That was my seeing red. We have a quick Alex Jones update. We've been following this trial. It's been a kind of a passion project of ours, a side project.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get into politics. Alex Jones isn't really politics. We don't get into... I don't even know what Alex
we do, is. But we do get into Connect the Dots. We're not conspiracy theory guys. We're Connect the Dots guys. Check out Alex Jones's website because he is the father of all Connect the Dots.
So anyway, he, to kind of defend his manlihood in his trial.
Manliness.
Yeah, he says that he had sex with 150 women by the age of 16.
Women crave my heirloom seed.
He said he had been in fights. He had fucked all these women. He had relationships with college women. By 16, he had moved on from all that. He was done with it.
I'm repopulating the globe with Patriots. My Patriot genes are going to go on down in history.
This fucking guy.
Infowars.com, PersonPlanet.tv, check it out. It's cool. Now, these are all publicly available documents. Look them up.
150 women by 16. There's no way he's lying.
No.
He always tells the truth.
Nope.
He also is being sued by Chobani.
By the Greek yogurt company?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all. You always got it. You did something wrong if a yogurt company's mad at
listen,
you.
Listen.
That's just like a rule in life.
Lawyers in America get a bad rap, but if we can keep Alex Jones in a never-ending series of public depositions for the next 40 years.
We'd love it.
I will forgive every other fuck-up you guys ever made.
Yeah, we should just make that the new Infowars.com.
We should start a 501c3 nonprofit just dedicated to keeping Alex Jones on the record. Talking about his personal life until he dies.
Yes. Oh, my God. It'd be unbelievable.
Folks, you listen, I got a family to raise, all right? Stay out of my personal life, okay? RonPaul.com.
You have a respect the biz. What do we got? Rory.
Yes. Rory McIlroy got married, and he did not invite any press or photographers to his wedding.
Gasp.
What the hell is wrong with you, Rory?
What does he think? He's Don Corleone?
And so somebody wrote an article here. This was on The Independent over in Great Britain.
Yeah.
It says, Rory's wedding shows that for some stars, publicity is a one-way street.
Damn, Rory.
So I guess,
can't believe you didn't share one of the most private days of your life with us.
There was a wedding at Ashford Castle at the weekend. We know that because the newspapers were keen to report the fact at every opportunity. Cue old pictures of the couple, stock photos of the venue, and countless references to the guest list.
You
but
got
no,
it.
There was only one thing missing, however.
a single solitary photo of the event.
You got to be a real fucking asshole to be upset that someone got married and didn't share pictures with the public there.
When I don't get invited to a wedding, you know what? I'm happy.
Yeah.
That is a Saturday that I get to sit on the couch and not put pants
don't
on.
Don't have to travel. Don't have to buy a gift. Here's, don't have to put on a suit. Listen, by the way, oh, you want to talk about hot seats? Wedding season's coming up. I haven't put on my suit in like months. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a
terrible
everyone
terrible
pray for me. Everyone stop right now. Mm-hmm. Say a quick prayer for me putting on my suit for the first time in 10 months.
I'll just say this. Once you get over the age of 30, any weekend that you don't have to put on a belt is a great weekend.
Mhm. Mhm. That's a good point. That's a really good point. Hank
doesn't care about belts.
Hank isn't on that belt life.
You're on the belt tip, Hank?
All right, we got two last ones. We have we haven't done this in forever. Pat Riley update. Is Pat Riley going to die soon? This came from a story by Wright Thompson. By the way, if Wright Thompson's writing a story about you, that's bad. Wrong. That's really bad.
Yeah.
That means there's going to be some sappy ESPN, like, 10-minute piece, and there'll be some, like, slow shots of deserted houses and weird landscapes and be like, Pat Riley almost died.
Well, most of the people that...
Before he lived.
The only people that still let Wright Thompson write a piece about them are narcissists because they're like, oh, true. He must be coming to write about me because I'm so great.
Yeah, and then Theo Epstein finds out you've been stalking people.
Oh, wait, the last 12 things that he's written have made everybody look like shit.
Yeah, he's...
He's a good writer, though.
Yeah, so he wrote this about Pat Riley. Pat Riley went to a therapist only once. 5 minutes into the session, he burst into tears, stood up, and never returned.
That's a man right there.
So,
listen, crying in a therapy session kind of qualifies as locker room talk as long as you get up immediately afterwards, leave, never come back, and pretend it didn't happen, and then get in a fight on the way home.
Well, here's the part you missed when you brought this up to me before the show, that we should do this. Pat Riley's wife is also a therapist. So really, he was just like, I got to deal with this at home and in therapy. Fuck this.
Yeah, I get
it. Like, I don't want this both ways. I'm out of here. I don't want to talk about my feelings again.
So he basically cheated on his wife for 5 minutes before he realized it was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
So good for Pat Riley.
Yeah, he's a man of honor.
Well, that is a man. He is so... Here's how I know he's still alive, is because you have to have feelings to be alive. Well, I'll rephrase this. Here's how I know he's not dead. Is because you have to have feelings to be alive in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And since he has just shut out all of his feelings, then he can't possibly ever be alive or dead. Therefore, he'll never die.
Therefore, he is a time traveler.
He's in a constant state of just focus.
Of being. Yes. Yeah.
Breathing down Eric Spoelstra's neck.
And writing and then deleting emails to Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, he never sends them.
Never sends them. All right, last up we have... I want to say this is locker room talk, but this is also just, wow, I can't believe this person is an award-winning listener. Pac-Man Jones, when he got arrested in January, the tape just was released. He told the police officer, suck his dick.
Why didn't the cop let him off?
Yeah, he should have been like, you like Big Cat, like, PFT and Hank?
He's like, oh, I recognize a fellow guy.
Yeah, guy's guy. So
let's call Lenny.
Hey, Lenny. What's up?
What's up, man?
It's part of my take. We just wanted to quickly tell you that, did you see the Pac-Man Jones arrest video? He told the cop to suck his dick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he hung up.
Sounded like Lenny might have been with some kids there.
Did you hear that? Lenny was hot. He was ready to go. all right, that's our show. We will see you on Friday. We're going to have a great guest for the NFL draft. And like we said, make sure you're following Pardon My Take and at Barstool Sports on Twitter, because Thursday night, draft night, we are going to have some awesome stuff coming your way. All of our videos in Philly.
Let's just say that there will be a very important mega thread.
Mega thread. Very important thread. All right. We will see you on Friday.
Love you guys.